Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the sixth topic of Parshas Maaseh, which will tell us about the Ori Miklot, the refuge cities meant for somebody killed b'shoigeg, he should run away to one of those cities. By the Aliyah of Shishi, Perek Lamed Hei, Posuk Tes. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe l'emor, daber el b'nei Yisrael v'omartu aleihem, כי אתם עברים איזה ירדן, ארצו כנוען, ויקריסם לכם הורים, הורי מקלות, תהיינו לכם, ונרשום הוריצי, אך מכי נפש בשגוגו. And Hashem said to Moshe, speak to Bnei Israel and tell them, when you cross over the ירדן into ארץ כנען, ויקריסם לכם הורים, I want you to prepare and designate for you cities, refuge cities, in order that if somebody killed b'shoigeg, he should run away to one of those cities. Says Rashi, ויקריסם אינה קרויו אלו לשנה זמנו. The root of this word does not mean קריו, city, as the Ibn Ezra learns, rather, הקרויו לשנה זמנו, to prepare and designate. Where else do we find this root? וכן הוא אומר, in Parshas Toldos, when Yaakov Avinu comes to Yitzchak Avinu to get the brachos, he tells him, Ki hikro Hashem lekechol afonoi. Hashem has prepared and designated this meal for me to give you. Posuk Yud Beis, v'hayu lochem me'orim lemiklot migoy ein levalei amus horitzei ach adom doi lifnei hoido lamishpot. And these cities will be for you as a refuge for the Roitzeach from the Goyel, from the relative of the one who was killed, in order that the Roitzeach should not die, should not be killed in the hands of the Goyel Adam until he's brought to the Bezdin and they'll paskin. If he was a Mazid, they'll hand him right back to the Goyel Adam to kill him, as we'll see later on. But if they paskin he was a Shoigeg, they'll protect him by sending him to an Ir Miklot. Says Rashi, mi goy eil. The word goyel means a relative. A relative of who? Says Rashi, mi pnei goyel adam. He's a relative of the dam, as it tells us in Posuk Yud Tes. What does it mean, a relative of the blood? Shukorev lanirzach. He's a relative of the one whose blood was spilt, the one who was killed. Posuk Yud Gimel, vehorim asher titeinu, sheish horei miklot tihiyena lochem. Eis shalosh heorim titenu me'eiver le'ardein, ve'eis shalosh heorim titenu be'eretz kenoan, orei miklot tihiyenu lochem. You should give 6 refuge cities for this purpose. 3 of them you should put me'eiver le'ardein, on the other side of the Yardin. At this point, we're on that side. But it means, once we get to Eretz Yisrael, that's considered the other side, the eastern side of the Yarden, and 3 of them you should put in Eretz Canaan. All of these are Ori Miklot, refuge cities. Says Rashi, Sheish Ori Miklot. Rashi is bothered by it. Once Posuk Yud Dalet tells us that there are 3 Bevera Yarden and 3 in Eretz Canaan, I know how to count. 3 and 3 is 6. Why does Posuk Yud Gimel tell me that there are 6? And for Rashi, Magid she'af al pi shevdil Moshe bechayov sholosh orim be'ever hayarden. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu designated the 3 orim miklot in ever hayarden in his lifetime in Parshas Voschanan, nevertheless lo hayu kol tois. It was not activated. It doesn't work to catch the Roitzeach and protect him from the Goel Adam. Ad shenivcharu sholosh anosan Yeshua be'eretz Canaan, until Yeshua designated the 3 in Eretz Canaan in Yeshua Perikhof. That's what this pasuk is teaching us. Sheish ore miklot only work when all 6 are activated. Says Rashi, eis shloish heorim af al pi she be'eretz Canaan tisha shvotim vekan eino elo shnayim vochetzi. Frekt Rashi akasha, in Eretz Canaan we have 9 and a half shvotim. In Eretz Ever Yarden we only have 2 and a half shvotim. So why do they have the same amount of orim, the same amount of orim miklot? Nevertheless, he shvo minyan orim miklot shalom. Why? Mishum de begilod nefishi roitzchim, in Gilod, which is in Ever Hayarden, there are lots of murderers. Dirsiv Gilod kiryas poyaleyove. Gilod is a city of crooks. Akubo midam. They ambush to kill. Ay, lachor, that pasuk is talking about roitzchim b'mezid. What does that have to do with our topic? We're talking about Roitzchim B'Shoigeg. Why do we need extra Ore Miklot for a Roitzchim B'Shoigeg just because you found a Pasuk that tells me that a Roitzchim B'Mezid over there? The Meforshim have two Mahalchim to answer this question. Either because the Roitzchim B'Mezid somehow end up in the Ore Miklot, either because they killed without Edim, or even with Edim, but they kill in such a trickery way that they can claim that they were a Shoigeg. That's one Mahalach. Or once there are Roitzchim B'Mezid, life becomes cheap and people are less careful and therefore more accidents happen and more Shoigegim need Ore Miklot. Posuk tezvav livnei Yisrael v'lagir v'ladishov b'seichom tihyeh noshesh heorim o'ilah l'miklot lanuz shomo kol makei nefesh bishgogo. These six Ore Miklot are meant for a Bnei Yisrael, a born Jew, and a Geir, referring to a Geir Tzedek, and a Toishov, a complete Goy that accepted upon himself to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach. That's the only way he's allowed to live in Eretz, we are allowed to allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Ore Miklot are meant for him also. Any one of these three categories, Bnei Yisrael, Geir, and a Geir Toishov, if they kill B'Shoigeg, they run away to an Ir Miklot. The next six psukim, from Posuk Tezayin through Posuk Chof Aleph, are going to talk about a Roitzeach B'Mezid. For them, Ore Miklot are not meant for them. Posuk Tezayin, Evi Michli Varzel, Iko, Hu Vaya Mois, Roitzeach, Hu Mois Yumas, Roitzeach. If he hit him with a metal kli and he ended up dying because of that, and Rashi will tell us that this Posuk is talking about he killed him B'Mezid, such a person is a Roitzeach. He doesn't go to Ir Miklot. Mois Yumas, he's Chayav Misa. Posuk Yuzayin. Ve'im be'even yod asho yamuz bo. Hiko hu vaya Mois. Roitzeach hu. Mois Yumas, Roitzeach. And if he hits him with a stone that fills up his hand, a stone that's capable of killing him, and he ends up dying, here too Rashi says we're talking about B'Mezid. Such a person is a Roitzeach. He doesn't go to Ir Miklot. He's Chayav Misa. Posuk Yud Ches. Oy, Bichli Eitz Yod, Asho Yamuz Boi, Hiko, Hu Vaya Mois, Roitzeach Hu, Mois Yumas, Roitzeach. Or if he kills him with a piece of wood that he held in his hand, also capable of killing, and he ends up dying, Rashi again says, we're talking about amazed all these three psukim. He's a Roitzeach. He doesn't go to Ir Miklot. Neither is Chayav Misa. And who kills these people that killed B'Mezid? Posuk Yutes. Goyei ladom hu yomis eso yitzeach befigo oivoy hu yimisenu. Bezdin hands him over to the Goyei ladom once they pass in his Chayav Misa. And the relative of the one who was killed, he is the one that will kill the Roitzeach. Befigo oivoy hu yimisenu. Even if the Roitzeach runs away to an Ir Miklot, the Goyel Adam has the right to go into the Ir Miklot and kill him there. The next two psukim say explicitly that we're talking about a Roitzeach B'Mezid. Vim bisino yehdofenu oy hishlich olav bitzdiyo vayamois. Or if he pushes him off a building or off a high place with hatred, that's clearly B'Mezid. Or he throws something on him, bitzdiyo, with an ambush, and he ends up dying. Or if he kills him with his bare hands out of hatred, be'eva, and he ends up dying, such a roitzeach is chayav misa. Who kills him? After Bezdin Paskin, that is chayav misa, the goel adam, the relative of the one who was killed, he is the one that will kill the roitzeach. I'm not sure why the Torah split it up into two categories. Psukim Tezayin Yudzayin Yudches is one category, Goyel Adam Hu Yomis Eser Roitzeach, and then a separate category, Psukim Chof and Chof Aleph, Besino Yedofenu, Hishlich Olav Etzdiyo, Be'eva Yiko, and then again, Goyel Adam Yomis Eser Roitzeach. I'm not sure what these two categories are about. Says Rashi, Posuk Tezayin. Although Psukim Chof and Chof Aleph say explicitly we're talking about Amazed, Psukim Tezayin Yudzayin Yudches don't say that. Mefurish. Says Rashi, You should know, these three psukim are not talking about hirig b'shoigeg that we just got through talking about in the previous pasuk tezvav. We're talking about if he killed b'meizit. And Rashi will soon prove how he knows that. These three psukim are coming to tell us that in order to be chayev misa, it has to be that you killed him with something that's capable of killing. It says in Pasuk Yud Zayin and Yud Ches regarding the stone and regarding the wood. Something that's capable of killing. Except for Pasuk Yud Zayin. By metal, it doesn't say Asher Yomus Boy. Why? Metal could kill in any size. Afilo machat, even a needle could kill. That you don't have to estimate, is it capable of killing? Because that any size of metal is capable of killing. Frank Rashian himself, how do I know to tell you that these three psukim are talking about mezid? Maybe it's talking about a shoigeg. And then the Torah will be telling us that even somebody that killed b'shoigeg is chayev miso. And for Rashi, in Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Torah will tell us, that is talking about a shoigeg. He killed him with a stone without seeing him. That teaches us that these psukim, we are talking about killing Memezit. Be'even yod, sheyesh bo miloy yad, a stone that fills up the whole hand. Asher yomus bo, sheyesh bo shiur lehomis, that has a shear the size of a stone that's able to kill. Ketargumoy, as Targum says, Rashi quoted it in the previous Rashi. And over there it says, Yuchayev Misa. Over there it didn't give you a shear, what size stone? Yochel Kolshu, maybe even a little stone that's not capable of killing. That's what you need our pasuk. Only if the stone, we estimated it, that it's capable of killing, and it killed, only then will you be Chayev Misa. Oy Bichli Eitz Yot. Fi Shenemar again in Pasuk Mishpot. If somebody kills his goyish slave or maidservant with a stick, if he ends up dying within 24 hours, he's going to be chayav misa. So says the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Yochel kol shu, even a little piece of wood that's not capable of killing. That's what we need in our pasuk. He's only chayav misa if it's capable of killing. Befigoi boy, these are the extra words at the end of Pasuk Yud Tes, to be marbe afilo besoich ore miklot. Even if the Ritzeach ran away to ore miklot, being that he's amazed, the Goyel Adam goes after him into the miklot and kills him. Bitzdio kitargumoi bechamno, which means bemarov, he ambushed him. The next two psukim chav beis chav gimel, are talking about a shoigeg. The word befesa means literally pisoim, suddenly. But in our context, says Rashi, it means that he was close by. The neherag, the person who was killed, was close to the hoireg, and therefore he killed the meshoigeg. Beloy evo, without any hatred, adofo, he pushed him. Oy hishlich olov kol kli, threw something on him, beloy tzedio, without ambushing him. Oy bechol even asher yomuz bo, beloy reois, vayapil olov, vayamois, vehu lo yoyev loy, veloy mevakish rosoy. Or he dropped a stone on him, a stone that's capable of killing, but he didn't see him. He's not his enemy, and he's not looking out for his bad. That's a shoigeg. Says Rashi befesa beoines. Although Rashi says beoines lechira, it's lav davka, because the Gemara Makkos tells us oines, something that's completely out of your control, something that you cannot have been careful about. You're not chayev to go to ore miklot. Rather, Rashi just means not amazed, but it really means a shoigeg, because now we're talking about ore miklot. Ve'targumoy de targumah befesa is biskeif, which means close to. Shoyo Somukloi, the Neherag, was close to the Hoireg, Falo Yehoyo Loi Shehus Lizoyer Olof. He didn't have the time to be careful. Oy Bechol Even Ashoyom was Bo Hikohu, Rashi fills in the missing word. He hit him with a stone that's capable of killing. Beloi Rois, Shaloi Ra'ohu, he didn't see him. Vayapel Olof, he dropped it on him. If somebody kills with a downward motion, b'shoigeg, he goes to golus. But if he kills with an upward motion, b'shoigeg, he does not go to golus. For instance, somebody is schlepping up a barrel from the floor onto the roof. He's on the roof and he's pulling it upwards, and the barrel slips down and kills somebody. That's called derech aliyah. He's on his way up. We learn from this pasuk, vayapel olov, only if it's in a downward motion do you go to golus, not an upward motion. Pasuk chav dalet v'shofetu hoido bein amakeu bein gril adom ala mishpotim o'eile. Bezdin has to judge between the roitzeach and the goel adam, the relative of the one who was killed, based on these halachos. They have to paskin. Was he a mazid? In which case, hand him over to the Goel Adam so he should kill him. Or was he a Shoigeg? In which case we have to save him and send him to an Ir Miklot. Posuk Chof Hei V'Yitzilu Hoido Esoroi Tzeyach Miyad Goel Adam V'Yishivu Esoroi Hoido El Ir Miklotu Yashono Shomo V'Yoshav Bo Admoi Tzakoyein Agodoi Lashomo Shachoi Soi B'Shemen HaKoidesh. And if turns out that it was a shoigeg, Beis Din has to save the Roitzeach from the hands of the Goel Adam, the relative of the one who was killed. And how do they save him? By returning him to the Ir Miklot that he originally ran away to. The way it worked was, if anybody killed, whether b'meizid, whether b'shoigeg, everybody would go to the Ir Miklot, whether because that's the halacha, or whether because that's the metzias, that's just what they did, machlokes tanoim. And then Beis Din would pull him out of there, judge the case, is he a mazid or is he a shoigeg? If he's a mazid, give him over to the Goel Adam and kill him. And if he's a shoigeg, then we send him back. And then he has to live in the Ir Miklot until the Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the anointing oil, until that Kohen Gadol dies, that's when he has to stay in the Ir Miklot. Says Rashi, Admois HaKohen Gadol. Rashi wants to know, what's the shaychus between the Kohen Gadol's death and the Roitzeach going out from the Ir Miklot? And for Rashi, Tupshot. Pshat number one, Shu Bole Hashroiz Shechina B'Yisrael Ule Ha'arich Yemeyem. It's the Kohen Gadol's job to bring the Shechina among Am Yisrael, and thereby extending their lives. V'Roitzeach Bole Salek Es HaShechina M'Yisrael U'Mekatzer Es Yemei HaChayim. A murderer, even b'shoigeg, he removes the Shechina for being negligent, for not being careful, and he shortens people's lives. It's not fit that such a person should be in the presence of a Kohen Gadol, and therefore lock him away in Ir Miklot. Once the Kohen Gadol dies, so now he can come out. And then when they appoint a new Kohen Gadol, that's already a different story. He's already free. You can't throw him back. He's already a free man. That's one pshat. Davar acher, a second pshat. Lefi shoel ole Kohen Gadol leispalel shlo yiterat hakol hazu leYisrael bechayov. It's part of the Kohen Gadol's job to daven that such a thing should not happen, that no yid should kill b'shoigeg. And if a yid ended up killing b'shoigeg, we consider it that it's the Kohen Gadol is partially at fault. So there's two partners over here in this ritzicha, the ritzer b'shoigeg and the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, once one of the partners in crime, so to speak, dies, the Kohen Gadol, the other partner also goes free. Grammatically speaking, there's a problem in this sentence. Admois HaKohen HaGadol asher moshach oisoi b'shemen HaKodesh. Who was moshach who with the Shemen HaKodesh? So one possibility is, the Roitzeach was Moshech the Kohen Gadol with the Shemen HaKodesh, which doesn't make sense. Why would it be the Roitzeach that anoints the Kohen Gadol? Another possibility is that the Kohen Gadol anointed the Ritzeach with the Shemana Kodesh. That surely makes no sense. And Vadrashi, neither of those pshatim are true. Lefi pshutoi mina mikrois aktsorimu. This pasuk is a short pasuk. Shelo pirish mi meshochoi. It doesn't say who anointed the Kohen Gadol. It's missing a word. Ela kamoi asher meshochoi hamoyshech oisoi, whoever it was, b'shemana kodesh. Asher moshach oisoi, whoever was the anointer, anointed this Kohen Gadol b'shemana kodesh. That is the pasuk pshat. The Gemara Darish in this pasuk is referring to that the Ritzeach, so to speak, anointed the Kohen Gadol, but not physically put the oil on his head. Rather, he saw it happening. Namely, after he killed and got the title of a Ritzeach, the first Kohen Gadol died. And before Beis Din was Goymer the Din, before they paskined that is Chayev Golos, a new Kohen Gadol was anointed. That's called that this Ritzeach was Roye Hadovar. He saw the new Kohen Gadol being anointed. He was around as a Ritzeach when that happened. And what halacha is this teaching us? So let me give you some background. The halacha is if Beis Din paskined that a Ritzeach is Chayev Golos, and there is no Kohen Gadol at the moment, so even if later on after he goes to Golos, they appoint a Kohen Gadol, this person that went to Golos when there was no Kohen Gadol will never go out free from Orei Miklot. But in this case, Asher Moshach Oisei B'Shemen HaKodesh, this Ritzeach saw this Kohen Gadol being Nimshach B'Shemen HaKodesh before the Gemar Din, and then the Gemar Din happened after this second Kohen Gadol is in office already. That Kohen Gadol will take out the Ritzeach from Golus when that Kohen Gadol dies. Says Rashi, Le'lameid shim ad sheloi nigmar dino shel Kohen Gadol u'minu achel tachto. Le'lameid shim ad sheloi nigmar dino meis Kohen Gadol. Before the Gemar Din of this Ritzeach, the first Kohen Gadol died. Uminu achel tachtov, and they appointed a second Kohen Gadol. Ulaachar mikay nigmar dinoi, and after the appointment of the second Kohen Gadol, then was nigmar din of the Ritzeach. Choizel b'misor sheshel sheni, the Ritzeach goes out of Golos when the second Kohen Gadol dies. Shenema asher moshach oisoi. And the question is obvious. V'chiyuhu moishchoi l'koyen. Is it the Ritzeach that anoints the Koyen? Or a Koyen moshach oisoi? Or is it the Koyen that anoints the Ritzeach? Of course not. And alohovi es hanimshach b'yomov. Shemachziroi b'misosoi. It's coming to be Malbe. The Koyen Gadol that was anointed during his days. Namely, during his days that he had a title of a Ritzeach b'shoigeg. Before the Gemar Din, such a Koyen Gadol takes him out of Golos when he dies. Pozuk chavav veim yotzo yitzei oritzeach es gevul ir miklotoi ashoyanus shomo. If the Ritzeach leaves the borders of the ir miklot that he ran away to, umotzo oisoi goyei ladom michutz ligvul ir miklotoi verotzach goyei ladom es oritzeach ein loy dom. And the goyei ladom, the relative of the one who was killed, finds the Ritzeach outside the borders of the ir miklot. Whether it's a mitzvah for him to kill him, or it's a reshus, he has permission to kill him. Either way, ein loy dom. It's as if he killed a dead man. He's considered as if he doesn't have blood. He's not chayev anything for killing that person. Ein loy dom, areyu koyreges ameis she'ein loy dam. Posuk chov ches ki ve'ir miklotu yeshev ad mois hakoyen hagadol v'acharei mois hakoyen hagadol yoshuv ha'Ritzeach el eretz achuzasoi. The Ritzeach has to live in the ir miklot until the Kohen Gadol dies. After the Kohen Gadol dies, then the Ritzeach b'shoigeg could return to the land of his inheritance. Posuk chavtez v'hoyu eile lochem lechukas mishpot l'doiroi seichem b'choil moishevoi seichem. And these halochos, namely, that if a Ritzeach kills b'mezid with Edim, Beis Din has to kill him. This halocha applies to your generations to come wherever you live, even in the chutz la'aretz. a Beis Din of 23 has a right to kill somebody as long as there is a Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael. It says Rashi, B'chol Moshe V'Seichem, Li Meitei Sanhedrin K'tano. That's a Beis Din of 23. That's the Beis Din you need in order to kill. Neheges B'chutz Al Haaretz. Kol Zman Sheneheges B'Eretz Yisrael. Posuk Lamed, Kol Makei Nefesh, Lefi Eidim, Yirtzach Esor Yitzeach, V'Eid Echod, Lo Yanev Nefesh, Lamus. Kol Makei Nefesh, if you want to kill somebody who was a Ritzeach, who was a Makei Nefesh who killed somebody else, only Lifi Eidim Yirtzach Esor Ritzeach. Only if you had witnesses that testified that he killed someone else and there was a Sroh, only then can you kill the Ritzeach. But Ve'ed Echod, one aid, Lo Yane B'Nefesh Lomus, he cannot testify that somebody killed somebody in order to kill him. Says Rashi, Kol Makei Nefesh, Abo Lehogo, if you want to kill the Ritzeach, Al Shehiko Es HaNefesh, you could only do that, Lefi Eidim Yirtzach, Sheyoidu Shebemezid, Ubasro Arogoi. Posuk Lamed Alev, Lo Yisikhu Choyfer, Lenefesh Ritzeach, Asheru Rosho Lomus, Ki Mois Yumos. Do not take a ransom for somebody who killed and is Chayav Misa, and he wants to get out of it by paying his way out. Don't take that money from him. Ki mois yumos. Rather, you must kill him. Says Rashi, v'lo yisikhu koifer lo yipoter b'momoin. He cannot potter himself with money. Posuk lamed beis, v'lo yisikhu koifer lanus, elir miklotoi, lo shuv lo shevet b'oretz, admois hakoyhein. And similarly, you may not take a ransom for somebody who already ran away to an ir miklot, and he wants to go home before his time. Lo shuv, to return, lo sheves b'oretz, in his homeland, in his hometown, before the kohen dies. Don't take that money from him to allow him to leave the ir miklot before his time. Says Rashi, v'lo yisikhu choyfer lonus el ir miklotoi. Lemi shenos el ir miklotoi, somebody who already ran away to an ir miklot. Because shorag b'shoigeg, Einu niftar migolus b'momoin liten koifer lo shuv lo sheves b'oretz b'teres terem yomus hakoyen. He cannot patter himself from golus by paying his way out in order to return home before the kohen dies. Lo nus, says Rashi over here, it means k'moi linos. Don't take koifer for somebody who already ran away, ran to golus. K'moi shuve milchomo, which means sheshovu mina milchoma, they already returned. V'chein nugei mimoyed, v'chein kimuli mohoyu. So too, kasha toimau shuv al mi sheshov kvar, who already returned. Umul al mi shemol kvar, somebody who was already gemalet. So too, kin toimau lo nus al mi shenos kvar, somebody who already ran to golus. V'kureyu nus kloimau muvroch, he is run away. Frekt Rashi, why am I telling you this shtickel Torah? Why don't I learn simple? Vim toimar lonus livroyach. Why can I learn the pasuk simply? Lonus means to run away. And then, according to that, the pasuk would read a lot simpler. Utefarsheyu loisikhu koifer, don't take a ransom, limishi yesh lo livroyach. Somebody that was paskin that he has to run to golus, don't take money lepotr mina golus. L'chayra, that's a lot more simpler to read. L'sikru koifer, lonus, to get out of somebody that needs to be lonus. Says Rashi, you can't say that. Read the end of the pasuk. L'yodati eich yoyimah lo shuv lo sheves ba'oretz. The end of the pasuk says, to return, to dwell in the land. Hare adayin loynos, umeichon yoshuv. If it's talking about, like you're suggesting, to someone that needs to run and did not run yet, so what are you talking about returning? He never went to Golos yet. And therefore the pshat must be that lo nus, as if it says lenos, to somebody who already ran away. Posuk lamed gemol v'lo yisach hanifu es ha'oretz asher atem bo ki adom hu yachanif es ha'oretz v'lo oretz lo yichupar l'adom asher shupach bo ki im bedam shoifechoi. Do not pollute the land with sin of murders in Eretz Yisrael, the land that you are living in, because it's the blood that filled the land with sin. And the land will not have a kapara for the blood that was spilled in it unless you spill the blood of the one who spilled that blood, unless you kill the roitzeach. Says Rashi, v'lo yisa chanifu v'lo yisa rashiu, ketargumah v'lo yisa chayvun. Don't fill the land with sin. Pozog lamed dalet v'lo yisa tamei es ha'oretz asher atem yoyshivim bo asher ani shechein besericho ki ani adoinoi shechein besoir b'nei Yisrael. Do not defile the land that you are living in there, because I live there. I am Hashem who dwells among Bnei Yisrael, who dwell in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, Asher ani shechein besoicho, shelo itashkinu oisi betumoso. Don't have me dwelling among you when there's tumor there, namely when there's retzicho, when there's blood spilt. Ki ani Hashem shechein besoich Bnei Yisrael. Seems to be repetitive. It said already, Asher ani shechein besoicho. Says Rashi, av bizman shem tmeim, shechino beneim. Even in a matzav that Am Yisrael is tmeim, they're not keeping the mitzvahs, nevertheless, shechino beneim. The shechino is among us. But says Hashem, being that I am among you, I am asking you not to be metame the land by letting roitzchim run around. Rather, you must kill them to clean up the land from the tumah and from the chatoim that are in the land. Adkan, the sixth topic of Parashas Maaseh, the Ori Miklot and the Alochos of Eretzeach B'Mezid and Eretzeach B'Shoigeg.